Begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Vav. Begin Lamed Alf. Begin to taste the Masechet. It begins with the Gemara. Mimel Heichem Alim. Like, how exactly do we do the Bris Mila? Shteis comes to qualify. Is the Bris Mila told us specifically by an 8-month baby or even by other children? Because the Gemara had a question. Since according to Bris Mila, the child that didn't live 30 days is a Suffolk Nafel. How do you do this circumcision? If the 8 days on Shabbos, maybe it's a nafel. Every 8 days is before 30 days. Maybe it's not fit for Mila. Comes out, you did chabur shalei l'shem mitzvah. That's the Gemara's question, which tells the maskel mimel heichem alinle. Now, from here, this is pruz mekam mashma. From here, it sounds like we were asking in general regarding any 8-day-old baby, the loy arib shem lil bebenchmeina. That is not discussing by an 8-month baby from an 8-month gestation period, dafka specifically, because we're talking about a ben ches. What's the Gemara's question? Who said that a ben ches that you would circumcise on Shabbos? Ella, rather, Bastam Vlad. This, it sounds like he's talking about, in general, a regular baby. That's who we're talking about. It is the opinion of Rib Shimon. Hey, Mashallah, come on. So it just sounds like in the Gemara later on, they were talking about any children, because the Amar. Because the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a raya, ego, shenil, be yomtiv, if a calf is born in yomtiv. The loch is, says in the Brisa Shechnes, be yomtiv, you get slaughtered on yomtiv. Which, okay, so it's saying there's no problem about mukta. But the Gemara asks him there, according to Bishim Ulil, where he says up until 30 days, it's not removed from a nafel by a person and by an animal, it's 8 days. So how you let us slaughter the day that it's born? But Dachin, the Gemara rejects the kol lechadosh, we're talking about where we know for sure that it went full term. Then you let it eat it right away, even according to Bishim Ben Gamliel. Now, Bimtim Slim, they're going to say, Dolay Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel himself was talking about that you have to wait for 30 days or for 8 days for a human and an animal respectively. Is El Bavadi Ben Shemayin only when we know for sure when it's born in the 8 months? So what it means is then Habalei L'Tchali, so then the Gemara could have simply rejected the question from the Braisa by saying, what's the question from the Braisa? The Braisa is saying that you slaughter on the day that's born, it's talking about by your regular a child that's born. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was not talking about that. Obviously, because his halacha was said that you have to pass the 30-day mark or the 8-day mark, even by a regular child or regular animal. Void more of a taste of proves, because I'm going to come on. The Gemara says later on, nothing in Agag. If he fell off on the roof, of achlari, or if a lion ate him, which is some external death, there are kol chayhu. The Gemara says, according to everyone, everyone's going to agree that we presume him to have been considered alive. And it's only when it's from internal where he yawns and he dies, then that's there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says his halach. Now, v'ibavadi ben chasari, but says if you would think we're talking about that his whole halach, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was said by an 8-month old baby. How could you entertain to say this idea that according to everyone, it's going to be considered alive? What do you mean? A ben ches is like a stone, and everyone agrees that you can't move him because it's considered as dead. It says Taisa b'kulu l'kamanami. Also, all the Gemara's later on, the Sugya, the Mekminin, B'dikimle B'gavei, Shekol B'chadoshim, that we're saying that we know for sure that he went full term, it also proves the same idea. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is talking about a regular child. Because if not, then why wouldn't you answer? Very simply, all those rites are not difficult because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is talking about Ben Ches, and all those cases that you bring from the braces are talking about by a regular birth. Obviously, his halacha was said that you have to wait 8 days, was even by a regular one, not an 8-month one. So that place has established that fact. And that's what Tezke Din says, but because Lari, it's difficult to the read. Why? Miha, the Minim Perik Aral. It says, a Zehu Ben Ches. What's considered an 8-month baby is Koshle Kol L'Chadashav, is that if we know that it didn't go full term of 9 months. Now, Rabbi Yehim, he says that Sairib it's upon the Mechich and the Labuchu. Actually, the hair and the nails, they will prove if the child is healthy to survive or not, if it's full term or not. Kodamar, the Rebbe says, Hai bar shibuhu, how do you know if it's a 7-month baby? Meaning to say, you could say in general, even though a baby comes out after 8 months, you could say really with a 7-month baby. In other words, you can't prove like the Talmud Kama says, you know it's 8 months because of it 8 months. Because 8 months might really be a 7-month baby, which is a viable child. And it just delayed from coming out. So therefore he says you have to use the signs of the physiology of the baby with the ears and the nails. Now, parach. However, asked over there under Bavo, that he says that you don't rely on these signs like Rabbi said. But Rabbi Tesfa actually did a story. A woman who had born overseas, and she delayed 12 months when the husband had left. She had not been intimate with her husband for 12 months. And still Rabbi Tesfa said the child is a kosher child. Come on, who is that like? That's Karebi, that he says that it's possible for the child to have been delayed, and even though, obviously, a baby is only 9 months, Hazak Amina 12 months, it delayed 3 months from after it's fully formed. Now, the difficulty is that Rebbe's a Das Yachid, so why would Rabbi Tesva do like Rebbe? And that says, the Gemara, keeping the Iker of Shimon Gamliel. Since the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that he says, Ishtahi, that yes, that the child, if it delays, the time that the Brisa calls Shashah B'chulu, like we said, if it delays 30 days by a person, we know it's not going to be a Nafel. And even if it's born in the 8th month, that since it lives another 30 days, it's verified that it was really formed after 7 months. It just delayed a month till it came out in the 8th month, because if it was an 8 month, then it would not have survived. And if it's living at 30 days, obviously it's not an 8th month one, it's a 7 month one. So it comes out, the Rabbi Tzitzvah is Karebi Abed, he did like Rabbi, because Rabbi is actually not only like him, it's also like a Shimon Bingham Leo. Now, says Tesis, the one thing we see from this, Mash Mehedya sounds explicitly, the Bevadi Ben Chesari, that the Rabbi Shimon is talking about when it is an 8 month child. Why do you see that from there? From the fact that you prove from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that he says that if the child survives another 30 days, not a nafel, that from there we're proving that he holds that the child could delay, which is like Rabbi that it says that even when it was formed in the 7th month or the 9th month for 12 months, that it could delay. Now, if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was not talking about a ben ches, then a menale. But where would you know that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the uber would delay in the utero? Maybe he holds not like Rebbe. And you can't say that you rule like Rebbe because Shmuel is like that too. Because it doesn't delay. Because if it's down to the side of Shmuel, Shmuel is talking about, in general, a regular 9-month-old baby. To the preacher, like we explained, that still, even a regular full-term baby has to wait 30 days or 8 days by a human or an animal to know that it's viable. So, obviously, it's talking about by Ben Ches. So then we have a contradiction. Our sugya and other places, as Tesis has proved, make it sound like it's not only Ben Ches. And here it sounds like it's by Ben Ches. So by Marie, the Reed says, truth is that for sure you have to say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was talking about also, like that sugi over there in Yavam is saying, also by an 8 month term baby. Because the Hobbit Tesefta, the Mechilton, Misni Misli Shimon Gamliel. Because in our sugi, it mentioned the Brisa of the statement of Shimon Gamliel, Basa Misli Drabbanim Rebbe the Yavamis, after the sugi of Rebbe and the Rabbanim in Yavamis, where they have machlek is over there. What's a ben ches? Current Rabban the ben ches is didn't go full term. Was born after 8 months. Current Rabbi ben ches is you go about the fingernails in the ear, and then it mentions over there Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Obviously, it says tell you about pluktayukoy. It's obviously reflecting on their machlek is the Rabbi ben ches in ben ches. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says is lacha that has to delay 30 days. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is also going by a ben ches. So you're right. And our sugya and other places, as we proved, is going even not a ben ches, but it's also going ben ches, and therefore that was the proof that it's also like Rebbe that it could delay. Then it says, "Vim tami begin to say b'shmaitin in our sugya that we say this machlekes Rabbi Nachman Gamliel. If every child has to wait 30 days, if not, it's a sabig nefil. Menol on the b'stam v'lo the sviel b'shem Gamliel. How do we know that by a general child, a regular full-term baby, b'shem Gamliel holds haleishah that if we don't wait the 30 days?" That Sveika Hava, that's going to be a doubt. Yeah, maybe it was not a viable child. But Dilmuk Savavad Ma'al Yahava, maybe he holds that no, it is considered a bona fide child. And this study says that if you're only 30 days, it's going to be a nasal. That Malari Club is not blood this. It wasn't talking about a regular child. El Bavad Ben Ches, like we saw in the Gemara Yevamis, that it's talking about by an 8 month term baby. So how do you know it disagrees even by regular children, as we're saying in our sugya? So it says, what you could say is that the kingdom, because the Gemara makes an inference that must be he holds that even by Stam Vladis. Why? Menigtani calls Shoshav in the fact that he says whoever lasts 30 days is not a Nafel, the whole Mashma, the Rabbi Stam, the word call sounds like the Kur in general. Davka Shah, that specifically if he lasted that long. Allah Shah, if he didn't, Sveikab, it's going to be a situation of doubt. Then that would include even by a regular baby. But this the Gemara asks later on. The Gemara says, "Oh, the Rabban disagreed with him or not?" And that's the thesis. Hainu b'stam v'lodis. That's by regular child. Okay, the ben ches v'ad the behead. You can turn them into deceptive because by 8 month baby, most definitely Rabban would hold that. Yeah, if it doesn't go full term, it would be nafel. And according to Rabban Gamliel, it's not totally in that. Only for the latest 30 days, but that they would not disagree that that would be considered as a nafel. The machlekes is regarding stam v'lodis. Does it have to last 30 days and 8 days or not? Tais continues, says Rambam, if you're going to say Behecha Pashal Kaman, how does the Gemara resolve later on from those words, we resolve two questions that we had had. First of all, the Rabban disagree, and also who's the halacha like? The Gemara says, oh, machlal the pligi, obviously the Rabban disagree. Mistam vladis by regular children, they hold that you don't have to wait 30 days to be removed from the category of Nephilim. But says Taisis, Tamei, you could say the loyal pligi mistam vladis, maybe they don't disagree by regular children. And they agree that it's not removed from the category of Nephilim if it didn't live yet 30 days. But this, that Rabbi has to rule like Shimon Leil, what, no one disagrees? No, Hanamil Bavadi Ben Chas. That's when he's definitely Ben Chas. Rabbi Shimon Leil holds that 30 days is effective. But behold, it's not even effective. Maybe that's where they disagree. That's a tzitzit for some. What you can say is, Dimkin, if that would be the case, Havalei Lamisne, he should have said, Halacha is Kirebi. Where that he says that the signs would be definitive and would tell you it's not an Nephil. Because like the name, you can't say, Dulekama Halacha Kirebi. The reason why he doesn't say Halacha like Rebbe is Mishum Deboya Chacha Simon Sarbitz upon him, that he says that you have to have the signs in the hair and the fingernails. Avrib Shimulu Loiboy, that doesn't require that, and therefore that's why we couldn't say the Halacha would be like Rebbe. Because it says, no, the Bashid is obvious, the Ben Cheshla Gomer Sarbitz upon him. If you have an 8-month baby that did not fully develop its hair and its fingernails, the Kula Amalekai, according to that one, it wouldn't survive, even if it lasted 30 days. That would be obvious it's not a viable child. And Rebbe Shimulu do not disagree by a definitive Ben Ches. So the fact that it says Allah to Shem Lil, and not like Rebbe, Shimamina, obviously we could infer from it the Bastam Vladis Ari, that when we say that Allah is like him, it's talking about by regular child, which Rebbe does not talk about, which we don't know anything about definitive of an 8-month baby. And that we're telling you, Apostle Bakula Milsik, I'm saying that regarding all the theories that they disagree about, both regarding the 8-month baby and regarding a regular child, that it has to last 30 days. And therefore, that's how we knew that Rabbanan disagree on Stam Vladis too. Now, Bashtanami, now also that we make this diyuk, the fact that Sal Lachim Shem Lil, in Tzorch Ladak Mikol says, so now you don't have to make the inference anymore from Kol, which we said, and the word Kol was telling us not only the 8-month, but also regular children. So it says, the Balavach Yishlechi, because anyway, you could infer from over here, you could prove the Mistam Vladis Ivy, to my regular children, because if not, like we said, why would you have to say specifically Lachim Shem Lil? You would just say Lachim Rebbe, Kamar Shechach, like a prove. That's from the Re. So Taisis had first written that it sounds like Shimon Leil is only talking about is not talking about specifically by Ben Ches, by old children, but then from the Gemara Yavam it sounds like by Ben Ches. So the Re says that obviously that it's also talking about by Ben Ches. And the Arsugi that would prove even by Stam Vladis is that you have to wait 30 days. Originally Taisis says from the word Kol Shesha, sounds like all. But then Taisis concludes that he says that actually, from the words of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, that we know that he's disagreeing even by Stam Vladis, and that he didn't say Allah HaGrabi, he said Allah HaGrabi, that would tell us that it's not only by Ben Chas, but also by Stam Vladis, as the Gemara said, that obviously Rabban disagree in that too. Pinnak says, the Master begins with the Gemara, Tudnisa, which place brings a different girsa and interpretation of the Aruch. The Gemara had said that Rabdimi was mourning for a child that died within 30 days. His father said, what, you want to eat Tabernisa? Which are these, the way Rashi says, is this type of food that they bring for the mourning. But Taisa brings that Tzudnisa is the Garz Ba'arach. The Arach has a different gear, so that of, as Taisa brings, Tzudnisa, which is Lashon Tzedim, is the terminology of food, provisions, and therefore that's that other gear, and that's the other interpretation of what are we talking about over here, that what, you just want food, that's why you're sitting a Shiva. That's not necessary because he felt that it wasn't a necessary mourning.